Alan, you want to discuss the survey?
Sure. I put it last, but sure. Yes. Yes. Let's have a chat with that. Since we'll have Paul.
I'm here until, I'm afraid to say, just 1:30. I do apologise. I've got to get to Oxford.
Yeah.
So here until 1:30. So anything you want me to say or whatever, just.
Can I just ask Paul about the survey while we're getting together, or is this all we're expecting and we should look at the agenda?
No, just get started. So the DT is one. So it's more organizational one than anything else. Go ahead, Alan.
excuse me. I am running DTD. And for that, I propose to undertake a survey of the CCTLD community. I did a draft of that. It's basically to see if there's any form of consensus for an appeal mechanism. In chatting with Bart on Friday, Bart suggested that the community might be more responsive, or at least it would appear more professional if the survey came from you, Paul, because you have done the two already. So we appear to have some internal organization and consistency. So I wanted to put that to you if you would undertake to be the, I don't know what you call it, but basically to send the email out. You've had a very good response rate. We, of course, would do all the mechanics of this. It's just more whether you would send it out. And I sent you a draft of that. I don't know if you had a chance to look at it.
To be honest, I am so far behind on my emails. So I haven't looked at anything. I'm happy for my staff and me to set up a SurveyMonkey if that's what you want. The only thing I would emphasize is any survey, bearing in mind English is not the first language of the vast majority of the CC community, needs to be very clear and not particularly wordy.
Oh, you're talking to the wrong guy.
You won't get, if it's wordy, you don't get much response, and if the questions aren't clear, even within English speakers, you just look at the flack we got for the first one. It could be interpreted in different ways, which is why the second one was somewhat simpler. But, anyway, I'm happy to work with you, Alan. Yes, not a problem. I can have my staff do the back-end stuff, and we can tabulate it and all that stuff. Not a problem.
It wasn't even so much that as I have never received the surveys because they go to Byron, not myself. So I don't even know who the email comes from. Does it come from you? Is it your name, Paul?
So what I have done, SurveyMonkey can spam everyone if you want, but the problem is you have to tell SurveyMonkey who to spam. A lot of people get offense at that because they don't want their email address in the public domain. So what I do is I personally spam the people because they know I'm not going to leak their private information to a public body such as SeaMonkey. It's just a bit of good
effort,
or whatever they call it.
I take it. Well,
Alan?
Yes?
Alan, this is Bart. Maybe it's a good thing to take this in that sense of line, say, what Paul can do, because of the background and the experience he had with the previous one, we can really get this going.
Bart, can I let you and Christina figure that out? I'm going to have another read of the survey itself to take Paul's very candid advice about wordiness and clarity. And the other thing, we had asked that it be translated, so we'll see where that stands as well right now. Okay?
I think, Alan, having read the survey, until 6 you're fine, and then it starts to get difficult.
Until 6, okay.
Yeah.
All right, well, I'm not looking at it, so thank you. I appreciate that, Lisa, so I'll have another look at it, and I'll find out where we are with the translation, and maybe, Bart, you and I could have a just touch base later today, okay?
Yeah, and one of the good things about it, Alan, is, well, Paul, you will go to the centre meeting, won't you?
Yes, I will. I'm going to centre tomorrow.
You are not on the list, Paul.
I know. Peter just begged me to go, and I haven't had a chance. I tried to take a week off.
That's all
I wanted to do, a week off.
Being the one paying, it's very difficult to do any estimation if you're not telling us you're coming.
It is important that you come. I'm happy to come. I am coming. I arrive tomorrow afternoon, late afternoon, and I leave Thursday late afternoon.
Yeah.
Okay.
So this might be, Alan, this is an opportunity, because I think you are attending the center meeting as well, don't you?
Yes, I am. And I have registered, Lisa.
Yeah.
I've seen that.
So, Alan, this might be an opportunity to touch base with Paul as well.
Okay. All right.
Tomorrow afternoon, just to finalize it. Because I think using the same methods, etc., that's the easiest way.
Easiest for us, maybe not so much for Paul. Anyway,
yeah.
I agree. Let's have some sidebars on this. Let's see if we can get through the rest of the agenda while we still have Paul.
Yeah. Okay. Maybe it might be an idea to explain where you are with DTA, the SLE one.
Okay, so yes. The group... Jay Daly is doing a good job. Jeff Newman has just woken up. The other Jeff Ackerhouse has been quite active. And I haven't heard anything from Elaine Preyas and nothing from Patricio. So what we have done so far, and I've reached out to ICANN. David Conrad has been helpful and has given some feedback. Unfortunately, the IANA staff have not been that helpful, not because they don't want to be helpful, but there's some concern about them disclosing information without NTIA approval. And so the IANA staff need to get permission from NTIA before they will disclose any information to us, but we have to be specific as to what information we want released. And so unless we know which question to ask NTIA to seek permission, we are in a bit of a cleft stick. So we don't know what information they have, so we don't know how to ask NTIA about. So the IANA staff input has been sort of put in a lay-by simply because we can't progress it. So in terms of documentation, what we have so far, based on real-world statistics from various CCTLDs, of which obviously I run a few, we have been able to find real-world examples of how long it takes for specific tasks to be completed. And that is documented. And so what we're trying to do is have a baseline document of what they're currently doing. Not what the NTIA SLA currently requires, because the SLA that NTIA requires, one, is old, two, NTIA themselves say it's too vague, and everyone seems to recognize it can be tightened up. So what we're trying to do is identify the status quo, document the status quo, and then effectively remove the NTIA element. But being candid, the IANA staff are doing a very good job where they are permitted to do so. So without NTIA, service levels should improve, and so therefore we need to make sure the SLE is appropriate and fit for purpose. So we have raw data, identifying the various stages. We do not know what IANA do behind the scenes because they're not willing or able to tell us, allegedly. And I am expecting, whenever we do publish, a load of flack from ICANN, IANA, because we have been able to glean quite a lot of facts. A specific group, this is a private group, for example, requests have passed ICANN IANA's performance tests, but actually because VeriSign do additional tests, have failed, and if they had been allowed to pass, would have had damaging impact on the internet. So VeriSign's performance checks are, I can't say better, but certainly seem to safeguard the stability of the operation better than ICANN IANA's tests. And so one of the questions I have, which I would like to ask, is why can we not have the automated VeriSign performance technical tests at the start of the process online? So there are a number of questions. Another one is COM and ORG and NET don't seem to go through the IANA process. They just happen behind the scenes directly. Why is that? But I'm not sure if we want to be that brutal so early on. Overall, the headline figure is the IANA performance is pretty good. There is political shenanigans with regard to us working closely with IANA to come up with a good, solid document from the get-go. And so the plan is to document the status quo, identify the performance metrics, and I hope consider those performance metrics of the status quo as being the real-world benchmark going forward. When it comes to penalties and what happens in the event of non-performance, the group is struggling because the GTLD people don't want financial penalties because they are the parties that pay. The CCTLD parties, it's basically J and I. J is happy with financial penalties, but he's not really that interested in financial penalties because he wants the job done rather than receiving financial compensation. So the penalty aspect for non-performance is an issue that's outstanding. And that deals with that. What else?
Okay.
Lisa has her hand up. Lisa?
Yeah, I was just, the issue about penalty becomes very difficult if you don't pay for the service. So I think that's a touchy issue from that perspective.
I agree 100%. And even if you are paying for a service, if you're going to be paid by ICANN and the money comes from the registries, effectively it's a circular penalty. And the issue we have is we want good performance, and the evidence is such that they aren't delivering bad performance. They could do better, but it's not as bad as it was many years ago. The problem is the politics behind it, and I'm having discussions with over the principles. And it's very clear there are certain governments are wanting to use ICANN as a mechanism for seizing CCTLDs specifically. And it's very difficult to resist it. They want to use the ICANN mechanism rather than using national hard legislation. Mm-hmm. And if I mention hard legislation to them, they don't like it. But the performance of the IANA, there has been some call that we should try and have a mechanism where governments could interject in the event of redelegation. And that's a problem, I think, for CCTLDs. For GTLDs, the governments aren't interested. But for CCs, it is. So we've come up with hostile delegation for reassignment and non-hostile. And I would sincerely hope that all reassignments of CCTLDs are non-hostile, which at least means that the existing registrants can continue to enjoy the service from the CC registry operator, whoever that may be. I'm interested in the stability of the TLD rather than who's behind the registry operation. So I can send you a draft document if you like. We want to get the document out on the public mailing list, and I've been trying, certainly when I was away last week, I said, would you please have the discussion on the mailing lists, public mailing list? There is just a fear that, bear in mind we have such a tight timeline, that we would get bogged down rather than delivering a proper learned document, we'd get bogged down in the politics of the thing. And so there's a general apprehension about putting discussion on the public mailing list. But I don't have a problem putting it out, but I also, you know, I'm at the centre meeting next week, and then Istanbul is the following week. You know, I've got a day job as well. I don't want to get involved in the bullshit politics that seems to be happening on some of the mailing lists.
Oh. Okay.
Paul?
That's too late, Paul.
Huh? Paul, have you been in touch with Bernie?
No. I sent an email. He was on holiday.
Yeah,
he came back.
Yeah. So the reason for asking, and maybe it might be something for either later today, early tomorrow, your time, is, say, Bernie can assist you in preparing some, say, the input into the proposal from this group.
And yeah, I will Bernie an email in the next 4 minutes saying,
yeah,
can we have a chat about midnight my time tonight? Because I'm off.
Yeah.
I'm off
until
about half.
Yeah, and Paul, preferably we'd like a draft before the Istanbul meeting. So I hear that you'll send a draft to the list out today or tomorrow. Was that it?
I just need to check with the others. I'm
yes.
looking at a draft right now, and I sent Stefan, I think I sent you a draft before I went to Malta. What we're trying to do is capture the status quo. The rest of the group, I was switched off last week. They've come up with numbers on the document, and I haven't had a chance to look at those numbers. I want to make sure the numbers that they have put in the document are a fair reflection of the current service level of today, so it's not a threat. So if I can, Ayana, say that the service level expectation we are placing on them is unrealistic, it's actually founded on today's service level, actually what they deliver today, rather than an aspiration. So I can't say tonight, yes.
Yeah, may I suggest that, say, before you send anything to the list, because I do understand your concern about the discussions, etc., and this, which may be counterproductive in getting things done in preparation of Istanbul, that you first have a chat with Bernie what needs to be included, because he's very aware of, say, what Lisa and Jonathan want and moving forward. And he's able to translate what you've got and your group has for the, say, in preparation of Istanbul. And he can do a lot of drafting anyway, so that shouldn't be much of a concern for you and your group. It's more that he needs something that reflects the opinion of your group.
Okay, so in your inbox right now is the background document to how the layout will be.
Yeah.
And then at the end of the tonight, 1 o'clock this morning, tomorrow morning, I hope have had feedback as to with numbers on it.
Yeah.
But I've just asked my staff and the group to just check once more that the numbers that are in the document, which I haven't looked at, are realistic. And until that's out, I don't know. But that's the document we have done so far. And the final document, the one that's on detailed discussion, has supplementary columns with times measuring expectations. You know, there's more in the final document. So, well, I sent that document to people early before I went to Malta. But I will follow up with Bernie. Thank you, Bart. Yeah.
Yeah, it's because then you have something in place, and I think, Lisa, that's your concern, then you have something in place for fulsome discussion, but not bugging down the discussion on say, the numerical details, but more on the proposal side of things.
Yes, it is.
Well, that is in your inbox right now. The proposal side is in your inbox right now rather than the numbers. The numbers are coming.
Yeah,
but the format I hope is as per.
Yeah, and that's something in order to prepare, so we have to run it as smoothly as possible. That's the basic idea.
Yeah, and we
okay.
Lisa.
No, I was just the same is the case with Alan's survey. As soon as possible, as we can get this done, because that would take some time. We need to give the CCs some time. And while I don't think it's very important that we discuss this in Istanbul, it's very important to have the issue closed or open so we can deal with it. So. It's just to get the survey going as soon as possible.
Well, and actually, Lisa, I couldn't agree with you more. So let's see. I'll talk to Bart and see what we can do to get it going. Okay.
Yeah.
Great. Thank you.
Okay.
Stefan, CSC?
Yeah, CSC. We are populated at last, and we do have Kim Davis from and I'm Ashley Heinemann from NTIA with us now. So I haven't mailed them yet, but they agreed to join the group, so to say. And in it is Donna Austin, I, Stephanie Duseshno, Martin Boyle, Kurt Fritz, and Sarah Foley from Google, who are participants in this group. We had our first meeting this Friday last. We're having a meeting in an hour and a half, where we're supposed to have laid out first text on this the CSC presentation for some form of completion this coming Friday the 20th. We took Lisa's and Jonathan's word serious that we need some text for Istanbul, so we made that priority one, and I'm not sure we will have everything negotiated and ready, but we'll have some text at least. So work is underway, actually, and not sure what to say more about it. If you don't have any questions about it.
I have a question, Stefan.
Yeah.
So you think you'll have a rough draft ready for the Istanbul meeting?
This is the intention,
okay,
and we'll see how far we get. So we got really hard out on producing texts. That's priority one, and we did this Friday, and the Americans have written a bit because they stayed up a couple of more hours than I did.
Are you using staff for this too? Because staff can do some of the writing too.
Yeah, I know.
If
I know
you just agree
staff,
on the.
We actually did Google Docs on this one, and we just took nine pieces of the templates and divided them up and said, you take A, I take B, etc. In this way,
great.
We have text. Maybe not negotiated, but that's not as important as just putting up placeholders for what to discuss in Istanbul. I was thinking, whilst Paul was speaking about this issue with automation, and I think it's automation and wrote some updates and where to put it. I'm not sure. I'm talking. I'll mail Kim Davis and talk with him about what he thinks about this idea, and I'll also discuss it within this group. But I'm not sure if that is is interesting enough to have an own design team for it or not, but I know some people are keen on this idea. I'm not sure. I haven't seen any opposition against it, so I'm not sure where this issue is going. Now there's an echo going on. But automation of roads are up to date, and decentralizing it to every CLD is an interesting way forward, I believe, at least for avoiding capture, etc., of the functions. Lisa, is that a question for you, maybe, under your hat as co-chair? Should we propose this as a automation of roads and update as a design team of its own, or what do you say?
You need to explain that. So you think there is an issue that could be dealt with in in another?
Mm-hmm. I'm not sure.
Well, actually, authorization function.
Yeah, that's the one. I know that one.
But
this is
what
automation.
Are you talking about? But that's a part of isn't that a part of the authorization function, automation?
It might be. I'm not sure if it is. But the idea with automation is that you decentralize responsibilities for route zone updates. And by that, you take away many of the fears of capture of central functions, like the CSE, for example, or the MRT, for example.
Mm-hmm.
So the idea is, whereas every TLD is responsible for the content of their own part of the route zone, you won't have the pressure to capture, so to say, central functions. And this is the general idea. And I've seen some response, positive response for it, and I've seen no negative response for it. So this
actually,
is part of Kim Davis. He's already planning this.
Alan, sorry, it's Alan here, Stefan.
Yeah.
I think the question we have to ask ourselves, I think that automation is something that, in general, should be looked at seriously. The question now, though, is this something that we need to have considered and resolved before the transition occurs? And I think you should ask ourselves that question. Like I said, this is what's the reason why we need this now? Because we're not looking for other problems to solve or good things to do.
No, no.
To do it now.
On the opposite, it's an idea to resolve pressure of capture because everyone is going around talking about the capture aspect of things, and this would actually take away incentives to capture, in my mind at least. And this is
but
I would like to hear second opinions on.
But the issue on capture is capture of the IANA operator, and automation of the updates is a separate issue. You could, for example, the operator could still be captured, and they could turn off automation. Like, that doesn't so, as they say, I'd just like to understand how this needs to be resolved now.
Well, that's what I'm asking you. Do we need to resolve this or not? And I think the idea it's a very good idea, and it takes away a lot of tension, I guess, from what could be a very simplistic thing to do, actually, this transition. But by many reasons, it isn't, and that's because people are trying to use it as leverage for other aspects. And then I say.
Stefan, I'm of the opinion that I don't think we solve the capture problem with automation. And I
mm-hmm.
think this, if there is to be automation, this should be, it should be dealt with after, because we need to find out, do we need authorization, yes or no? If we need this, do we want to have it automized in a way or not, and then we can kind of solve when should this automation take place. So it's a step. I don't know, Alan, your hand is up. Is that still an old hand or a new one?
Old hand, sorry.
Okay, I see. Bart, you want something?
Yeah, probably there are two aspects to it. The first, more immediate one is there is a section in the NTIA IANA functions contract around automation. And so that needs to be addressed. That's a separate thing, and it can be. So NTIA has a role in organizing the automation. So that needs to be addressed anyway. And that depends a bit on the CSC or the MIT discussion, etc. Who's going to be the counterpart of IANA around automation? The second thing is, rumor has it at least that, you can look at it in different ways, and this goes into the discussion you just had, is IANA is on the brink of further automation, and further automation will change the dynamics again, or it has or could change the dynamics again. So whatever structure you have, it may need to be updated or a mechanism to update it, given the further steps in automation. Or you could say a goal is in order to make the operation as secure and stable as possible, we do automation because then the SLEs, et cetera, become easier to map and easier to document, et cetera. And based on that, we see how it goes. So it becomes part of the transition. Maybe that's a discussion to be had either as DT or somebody else, or in the remit of a discussion around the section in the NTIA contract around automation and the operation of IANA without the NTIA. Thank you.
Okay. Now I see there is no specific view on this, or rather, any idea to yes, let's take it further. So I'm not sure where we'll put it, but sooner or later I think it will pop up, but maybe not today, this meeting. So let's put it aside for a while, see what happens. I'll try it in my group anyhow, just to see what happens. Try to provoke some reaction there.
That's a good idea.
What else is it? Yeah. What else are we doing? Center meeting. Is there anything to say about that?
I think we should run through the other DTs just to see where we are, even the ones that are not staffed. I think that would be worthwhile.
Yeah.
And actually, we had a note from last meeting that we would ensure a lead from every DT, a CC lead. But I was interpreting this as we need, preferably we have a CC representative in every design team, and those can can give us update on these meetings. So if we're going to have those, they need to be invited for our meetings, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. Yes.
So if we go through, I don't know if you have the design teams, but I have them in front of me so I can read them out aloud. And the first one is design team A, and that's SLE, that's the poll. And design team B is Alan's group. And design team C is that's your group, Stefan. And then we have design team D, authorization function, and that's Cheryl. And it seems that we have some CCs joining that, and I think it's Martin who has been joining that on the list, right?
I believe he is. Yeah.
Do you know of other bot?
No, I'm not aware of it. I know Yap will be on it, and he's semi-CC, but he's wearing his ASAC hat.
Yeah.
But
so we might want to invite Martin for these calls, too. And then we have the same team E that's not been started yet. That's the ESAC 69 report. So I think that one is more a checklist of recommendations from the ESAC 69 or from the ESAC. And then we have design team F, a relationship between NTIA, IANA, and the root zone maintainer. And this has not been started yet either. So that's pending. And we have design team G, IANA intellectual property rights, including the IANA trademark and domain name. That's not been started yet. So I don't think we should do anything about those. Design team H, .int operations, Elise Lindenberg is lead, and that has not been started yet either. And the same with design team I, competition policy and conflict of interest from Christopher Wilkinson. He's a proposer, he's not a lead, but this is pending too. And we have design team J, CSC, MRT, confidentiality, and the perception of conflicts of interest. That is not, that's also pending. There's no scoping document. We have design team K, OFAC licensing. That's not been started. It's a priority too, so let's forget about that. At the moment, we have design team L, IANA function separation mechanism. That's James Gannon. That's actually started, and he has a document online in Google. I don't recall who's on that one from the CCs. Do any one of you know if we have people on that one?
Not directly from the CC. I know Yap is on that one.
Yeah. That is actually one of the groups that I think it would be very good to have anyone from the CC zone. But
Alan and Lisa. I had told Chuck that I would join Design Team M, which we haven't talked about yet. But if we have somebody there, I don't mind volunteering for L. So let's talk about that and come back to it.
Okay, yeah. Do we have anyone on M? Escalation, is Martin on that one too?
I might have volunteered in a weak moment for M, as in Mike.
That's good.
Because
great,
it seemed like the continuation of CSC. So but Alan, were you on M as in Mike or N as in November?
No, I said that Chuck was looking for two CCs. I said to him privately, once you get going and if no one else volunteers, I'll do it. So I wanted to make sure it was going, okay?
Mm.
So, Stefan, if you're there, then I'll volunteer for L. But if you're not an M, I out of respect to Chuck, I will follow through on joining M. So, but I agree with Lisa. We want to be in all of these. So what do you want to do?
So I'll continue. And since my name was mentioned in M, I guess someone is expecting me to participate.
Yeah.
So I'll follow through in that one.
Stefan, and maybe it's an idea, that's a no-brainer from my end, to look at the list of all the CC participants, and maybe you seek someone from outside this small group, as Martin has starting to getting more and more involved, we may want to look for others as well.
Yeah, but we don't want to overload this on Martin there, because he's doing a lot of work.
I'm not suggesting Martin.
Just
somebody who's not part of this membership group, but who is on the list as participants. So Elizabeth, like Martin Simons is involved as well in different groups, although he's not a member.
But he's volunteered for D. He's volunteered for D, which is
that's in Delta.
That's the authorization function. And I think what we could do was try to have if we need a second one on design team M, who comes to my mind is actually Anne-Katrine Markussen from Norway. Yeah. So, Stefan, if you could try and reach up for her and ask if she could be a part of this group, because she's very much into complaint boards and how to escalate and how to do things like, and I think that would be a good support for you in that group.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Okay.
And then we have Design Team N, that's a periodic review of IANA functions. I don't know if that's going, that group, but we need a CC there too. And I don't know.
Has it started?
I must say I'm not really sure if it started or not, that specific group. There was it looks like it has a pretty good scoping document. So,
who's leading it, Lisa?
That's Avery. Sorry, Avery Doria.
Oh, okay.
So that might be going, and I think it should be going because it's quite important and it's quite close cooperation with the CCWG work, so it's very good that Avery's doing this part because she's a part of both groups. But I think I don't know who to put in that group, but
and it's, that one is also closely aligned with, say, the escalation path.
Yeah, but you don't want to put Anne-Katrine or Stefan in too many groups, so
no. But it's, say, you can see the interdependency between the two. That's why. So what I'll do is, as an action, I'll come up with a list for this group on people, say, who are from participating, at least listed as CCTLD participants in the CWG.
Mm-hmm.
That makes it easier to ask people to participate.
Yeah,
that's a good start.
Approach them.
Well,
that's good, and if you can do that today, Bart, because we need to. Stefan, if you can reach out for Anne-Katrine regarding Design Team M, I can try and reach out for someone for Design Team N, the periodic review. So, and Alan, you're on the L. So, and you're on two teams, so you don't need any more work. So,
all right, I'd better volunteer for L then. Okay, that's fine. Yep.
Okay, of course you need to volunteer for the group too, I was thinking Martin Boyle, he might. I know he's doing a lot of work, but he might be able to be convinced for N, Bell. But if you send the list, I'll
that's
all of
easier.
Those
yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. It's because we have another prep call for the CWG coming up in 7 minutes. So, any other business, or are we done with
it? I think we're done. So next Friday is the ISTAC call.
Yes.
And that's going to be
1400 UTC, right?
Yeah, and I think it would be worthwhile. I assume Byron will be on the call and the others, to review what happened at the center meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, a bit of a status update, but again, focusing on the timeline and in combination with the timeline of the CCWG,
mm-hmm.
and I think a little bit of feedback from the council meeting might be useful on these two topics as well. And then, the usual thing on, say, discussion on maybe on future on decision making
mm-hmm.
in future.
Yeah.
Okay, and I'll look into the list today. I'll send it as soon as possible.
Yeah. Okay. And Katrine is Anne and Katrine. Catherine. From Norway. Sorry to be so slurred in my pronunciation.
Yeah, it's Anne Katrine. How do you spell it? Can you spell it?
A-N-N. And then you have a C-H-T. C-A-T-H-R-I-N, sorry. A-N-N.
A-N-N. Anna. I'll look it up.
Yeah, you look it up, sorry. No worries. Okay. Well,
thank you.
That was a very productive call. Thank you, all of you. Talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
All right, thanks very much. Talk to you later.